Good evening, everyone. I hope you're all well. There you are. It's good to be with you. Just a brief word this morning. I'll be sharing from Psalm 22 in a moment. Busy week. Just got back from meeting with the Credentials Committee of the Four C's. We had a good couple days together. And tonight begins Wednesday 180. So at 6 p.m. there'll be a meal. And at 7 o'clock, we'll have a Bible study on the book of Galatians, another study, and First Place for Health, which is a ministry that combines Christian values, of course, with health and so on. So should be a great night. And we're kicking that off also with our kids program, which I believe is K through 5. And don't forget, youth group now is on Monday night. So Julie is taking care of the youth group and the children's ministry. So looking forward to that. This weekend, of course, Sunday at 9:30 is our traditional, and then 11 o'clock is our contemporary service. And we're excited about the fall and the cooler weather. It's just been great. So along those lines, we're talking about a 180. That's a big theme in our church currently. And this is what we read in Psalm 22, starting from verse 25. From you comes my praise in the great congregation. My vows I will perform before those who fear him. The afflicted shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek him shall praise the Lord. May your hearts live forever. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord. And all the families of the nations shall worship before you. Our Wednesday 180, it's all about turning around, turning back to the Lord. And here in the Psalms, it talks about nations and families turning back to him, turning back to follow our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we want to be invitational. We want to invite you. If you've watched these videos, and you might even come to our Sunday services, but have not been in a Bible study for many years, or having the chance to fellowship with a meal with many others from the church family. It's an exciting time, and we need to continually do a 180 in our lives. We often go the wrong way, and we need to turn to the Lord. It seems like when we're in a crisis, that's when we turn. But in the psalm, the people are worshiping the Lord. They're seeking the Lord. And it says, again, my praise in the great congregation. And the psalmist says, my vows I will perform before those who fear him. And the afflicted even will be satisfied, and those who seek him will praise the Lord. And then, of course, again, turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall worship before you. This is somewhat prophetic, again, looking to the time when the Lord reigns on his throne for 1,000 years, but also right now we can continue to turn to the Lord, to seek him. And perhaps it's time in your life for a 180. You feel you've been going the wrong way. You've left your spiritual foundation and have been going the wrong direction. So we want to encourage you. Tonight's a great opportunity, so please take advantage of that. And now let's pray. Father, we thank you. Thank you for your word and the promise that families will continue to turn towards you. And we know when you reign on earth, millions will come and be seeking your face. And we want that now, though. We want people to do a 180 right now in their lives and remember what they were taught in their youth and come back to church and be involved in doing a 180 spiritually. So we just pray for this. Look forward to this evening, the meal together, and then the Bible studies and so on. And then a great Sunday, 9:30, traditional and contemporary, knowing also our choir will be returning this Sunday. And we're just thankful for these things. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. I hope to see many of you tonight and also again Sunday. So God bless and have an awesome day. Bye now.